This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been 2.5 years or so since protests started in the Middle East. Some were successful, some weren't, some we still don't know. But what we do know is that protests aren't confined to the Middle East anymore. The BBC's Paul Mason wrote a book a couple of years ago called Why It's Kicking Off Everywhere, about the political and economic protests that seem to be spreading. And we've gotten him back on the line for an update to our earlier interview. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Kai.
Last time we had you on, about a year and a half or so ago, things hadn't really kicked off quite yet. But now we've got Brazil with their riots and unrest over transit fears. Certainly we've got Turkey. You've been there, I know. Is there a common thread, you think, between what's happening in Europe and South America and all over?
I think there is a common thread, and that stating what that common thread is doesn't detract from all the local and specific things. But to me, the common thread has kind of three strands to it. One is nearly always a broken economic model or an economic model that does not serve the young. In Turkey, the cause was the park. The cause in Brazil was the transport system. But there's always a fundamental, you know, number one, economic system doesn't serve you. And then on top of that, you've got the ability to organize using the internet and the ability to ignore propaganda because you don't watch the TV and the radio anymore. And then on top of that, you've got a kind of new kind of person. I call them the Jacobin with a laptop. You know, the sort of revolutionary-minded person who can't see why the world should be like it is, and they've got the means to express themselves.
Do you think that if unemployment was 3.5% in all these countries and gross domestic product was growing at 5% a year, things would be different?
Well, in Brazil, GDP has been growing fast, not fast enough to satisfy everybody. Of course, in Southern Europe, that you've got absolute economic catastrophe and 50, 60% youth unemployment. Hard to get your head around that figure until you actually see it. People who stop, you know, having a driver's license because they say, well, I'm never going to have a car. What's the point of paying, you know, $50 a year, whatever, for a driver's license? The sort of hopelessness of young people. In the 18 months since we've been discussing this, I've come to the conclusion, what I call it now, it's the human spring.
Instead of the Arab Spring, right?
Well, Arab Spring, we had the you know, the Russian winter. It is something going on in people's lack of preparedness to go on accepting not just the economic crisis part of it, but regimes and government arrangements that don't allow them to express their individuality and their choices.
Where does it play out to then, Paul? Is there an end result here?
Look, you can stop these protests quite easily. You repress them. We saw it in Istanbul. You can, if you want to, drive people off the streets. I've compared it to 1848, the mid-19th century global uprising we saw. But what finished the 1848 revolutions off within 3 years was prosperity, was autocratic governments cracking down and then quickly delivering economic growth and rising living standards to a lot of ordinary people. And my fear is that until we get some kind of an economic deal that can do that, even if the energy runs out from the protests, you're not going to have a new period of stability.
Yeah. Paul Mason is the economics editor at the BBC program Newsnight. His most recent book about all of this stuff we've been talking about is called Why It's Kicking Off Everywhere, The New Global Revolutions. Paul, thanks very much.
Kai, great.